It's time for the mid-month Hot Pocket, Melvis, and you have been a busy boy. Tell us what's happening at the Nerve Center.
Yeah, mate, a lot going on. So I got the survey results back. I'm going to do a big back passage about that. You know, the EMA, you know, we brought that on. It's pretty cool. It's got lots of content and people love it. There's a whole series of courses that's based on that content that Rick Bucutta's been doing for years in really nice places. Go over to ccme.org and check them out. They're in really great places and they're really good courses. They're very different. And then I'm going to have, hopefully very soon, some big news to share with everybody about a very big conference that we're going to partner with. It's going to be huge.
So what's happening in this back passage about the survey? Just give me a teaser. Two things that you're going to say in there.
I'm going to tell you about when search is coming to the iOS app, and I'm going to tell you about variable speed playback that's coming to the website maybe later this week.
All right. Well, to the hot literature, and this article was sent to us by our ED pain management guru, sage wizard, or so on, Sergey Motov, published November 7th of this year. That's hot.
That is very hot. Because you know what, mate? Guess what November 7th is?
Mel's birthday. Yeah.
Yeah, baby.
That's hot.
I turned older than I was last year. It's upsetting. It's super upsetting. In fact, a friend of mine just said, you know, mate, we're at the age where we should just start counting backwards because we're more than halfway done.
And every year on your birthday, I like to think back to the favorite present I ever got you, which was a remote-controlled hidden fart machine.
Best thing ever.
Well, this article published on your birthday, happy birthday present to you.
Thank you.
Andrew Chang et al. Titled Effect of a Single Dose of Oral Opioid and Non-Opioid Analgesics in Acute Extremity Pain in the Emergency Department, a Randomized Clinical Trial. Before I even get to the article, what would you guess is the bottom line of this? This is comparing opioids and non-opioids for extremity pain. Now, just based on your experience and seeing how this type of thing has been going over the past few years.
Well, since every single paper in the last few years says that we've screwed everything up and opioids aren't that good and non-steroidals and Tylenol and a kiss on the cheek is just as good, I'm going to say that they found that the non-opioid was just fantastic and we're all idiots.
What's an explosion sound like?
It sounds like boom.
Boom, exactly. This was over 400 patients with acute extremity pain to the point that they had to get an x-ray. That was their entry criteria. And they got one of four medication combinations. And all of the combinations had acetaminophen. So that was the common factor. Combo one, acetaminophen, ibuprofen. Then acetaminophen, oxycodone. Then hydrocodone. Then codeine. At 2 hours, reduction in pain scores was no different between any of the groups. Also, no difference in the amount of rescue analgesia or rescue opioids used. And there's a few things to note in this study. One is that the pain scores did not go to zero. They went from around 8.5 to around 4. So they were cut in half. This is not pain resolution. It is pain reduction, taking the edge off. The expectation to set is that, hey, this is still going to hurt. This is going to hurt less. And I think there's a few ways to look at this article. One, you don't need opioids to get pain relief. Sometimes, you know what, if you break your femur, you very well may. You could also say, maybe none of these agents were strong enough and we should use even stronger agents, but I don't think that was the point of this. The pain went to halfway. It didn't go all the way down. Tell the patient, you'll feel a bit better. It's going to take the edge off. You just don't need an opioid to get there.
So this brings up so many issues with this opioid analgesia thing, and we really are having a crisis here in the US. I still haven't got my head around it, but I'm more worried that we're going to swing the other way. We're going to swing to like, ah, suck it up. You've got a 9 out of 10, good enough, because we don't want to give you opioids. So the good thing about this is that we do have good non-opioid analgesia, acetaminophen and non-steroidals and maybe a combo of those. These work pretty well for the vast majority of patients. But if somebody's in pain, in real pain, get rid of their pain. I'm not worried about turning that person into an opioid abuser. However, I am anxious because something's happened. And I think we, not necessarily emergency physicians, but physicians in general, have been at least some part of the problem. We've been prescribing opioids at a much higher rate recently than we did 10 years ago. That has something to do with this epidemic, but I'm really concerned we're going to go too far. If somebody's got a broken femur and they're sweating and they're screaming, give them something for their pain.
And on to the challenge coin. It is time. Yes, time for challenge coins. And nominator here is Dr. I'm not sure how to say this. Francesco Mule. Sorry if I'm certainly mispronouncing it because I'm doing it several ways. But he nominates the Northumberland Hills Hospital, the emergency department staff, the hospital administration, the county EMS system, and the city's police department. Man, that's a lot of challenge coins, man. But we're going to show some props and discuss, which is pretty a pretty challenging and painful story here.
I've never heard of anything like this, actually. This is really a tragic story, and if the kids are listening, turn it off and listen to this on your own time. But here's what Francisco had to say. Friday, October 27th in 2017, an elderly couple had been admitted and were being assessed at the Northumberland Hills Hospital Emergency Department in Cobourg, Ontario. And after their workup was completed, they were discharged and awaiting a ride. And then a noise was heard throughout the emergency department, which was recognized as a gunshot. The staff ran into the room and found the 76-year-old wife not responding. She was transferred to another room on a stretcher to be resuscitated, but she was dead and they couldn't get her back. The police arrived very soon afterward and were forced to kill the 70-year-old husband. Dr. Jared McMillan was the emergency physician on the shift. He and the other staff in the emergency department, the rehab people, the lab techs, housekeeping, everybody was calm and courageous throughout this unexpected and just unbelievable occurrence. I came on at midnight to start my shift. It was a privilege to see a team work through such an incredible crisis together. What an incredibly difficult situation. So challenge coins to lots of those people involved. I just can't imagine what that would be like.
Oh, I mean, we see the worst of the worst. And when it comes to our shop, this was a homicide. This was an active shooter. I can't even imagine the mayhem. And listening to the story and reading the news reports on this after we received this nomination, it sounds like the entire team kept the other patients safe, themselves safe. It's never going to be a good outcome in these situations, but there are certainly degrees of worse, and hats off to the staff for managing this how they did.
Yeah, unfortunately, here in the US, we are having another epidemic, and that is gun violence. And we all just have to accept the fact that we need to have a plan in place for active shooters. And whether they're outside our hospitals or inside our hospitals, it's just an epidemic, and we've got to just accept that fact and get smart about what to do.
All right, Melvis. On a positive note, happy birthday, my friend. Another year older, another year more handsome. You're the best.
Certainly another year older. I don't know if I could be more handsome, frankly. It'd be quite difficult. Yeah. Thank you, Robert. It's good to talk to you. And hey, everybody out there, be safe, be well, and remember, what you do matters, even in the extreme of circumstances. We'll talk to you soon.